is Regal and Royal.
Isn't it Regal and Royal? Super Bowl 50, Wendy.
50, 5-0.
And with the numbers 5-0, they're not doing the Roman numerals anymore.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why not?
Forever, it was Super Bowl XXXVII. And then you'd have to pull out your pocket Roman numeral translator and go 37. But now they've converted back to our number system. I don't know why.
Thank God. It only took 50 years.
I know. But now they're concerned that Romans won't enjoy the game as much as they used to.
When in Rome.
I guess.
Is Adam Hogue in Rome? Where are you, Adam Hogue?
Oh, I'm in my comfortable basement right now.
Yeah.
Watching RG1 do his thing, talking his annual State of the League address.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Goodell, for those people. I'm very proud of myself.
That was great.
Thank
Congrats.
You very much.
I call him RG1.
RG1. And what is he saying? I read earlier, Adam, he had said, because a lot of people are concerned now with the concussion issue, and they asked him if he would let his son play football, and he said he would encourage that.
Yeah. His comments today on the safety issues were not very different than anything else he's said recently. It's a high priority. We're always talking about it. Yada, yada, yada. So there wasn't anything groundbreaking there today in terms of safety, except I guess there's a new helmet coming out that he was talking about in the next year that they're going to use at the NFL level. He also mentioned they came up with something they could put underneath artificial turf to make it softer and absorb some of the blow. But other than that, nothing too much today on the safety
issue.
It's
going to turn into the lingerie bowl with pillows. That's what's going to happen.
Adam, I live across the street from a former NFL player. He played 5 years in the league, 3 different teams. He has a shaking issue that he said is definitely connected to being hit so many times. And his two best friends from when he was playing, he played in the 1960s, both have dementia issues. So he said it's certainly something that needs to be looked at and solved at some point. But you already know that.
Oh, yeah. I think at this point, you'll still find some defenders out there saying that, oh, it's still not proven that playing football causes CTE. That's sort of a technicality. I think we have a large enough sample size and enough evidence out there that knows that there is a causation between playing football and eventually developing CTE. And they're trying hard right now to be able to diagnose it in the living rather than having to wait until an autopsy to actually confirm it. But I think there's a lot of athletes, as I'm around the game a lot, talking to even guys playing now, but also a lot of guys that are now out of the league. They kind of, I think, understand the damage that has been done or will be done in the future by playing this game, and it's sort of a sacrifice that they're willing to make at this point. And I always say, as long as they truly understand it and the league is being clear and not trying to hide any of the facts to the players, then that's fine. Then that's a life choice they're making.
Well,
and they're going to pay a lot of money
justify. I know that there's a class action suit going on with many, many, many former NFL players. But do players today now sign some sort of a waiver or a form saying we're playing this game willingly, we understand the risks involved, and we're willing to take those risks? Does that go on?
I don't know that it's gotten to that point, because I think that would have to be addressed in the next collective bargaining agreement. But come on, considering what the NFL just went through with those lawsuits, and quite frankly, they probably got off pretty cheap. You know that they are protecting themselves in the future.
Right.
To know that, the next generation of football players that comes through, they can't get sued again.
CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Has this been proven in boxers? And if it has, then of course it's going to be in football players.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about boxing and the history there. I'm sure it's been an issue, but the thing about CTE is, I do know enough about boxing to know that those are kind of traumatic blows you take to the head, but there's not necessarily the repetitive subconcussive hits that you see specifically in football and specifically on the offensive and defensive lines. Those guys, people don't realize when they're just watching the zoomed out game that those guys on the offensive and defensive lines are pounding their helmets into each other on every single snap. And they might not come away dazed after every single snap, but over time, Those are subconcussive blows to the head that add up. And so that's where a lot of this research and breakthrough is trying to get done right now, because it's not – while we see these big hits on Sunday and they get replayed over and over again, and we see guys scarily go unconscious sometimes on the field and carry it off on a stretcher, a lot of the damage is actually being done on just – oh, there's a handoff, 2 yard gain, they get back in the huddle, go to the next play, and a lot of people don't realize that, well, maybe the center took a shot there, or the – you know, the defensive end took a shot there, and it happens on every single play.
Yep, you're getting crunched every 25 or 30 seconds. Can we take a quick call? Because I don't know the answer to this, Adam, but you sure might.
My money's on Adam Hogue.
Yeah.
Karen, you had a question?
Well, I actually had a comment, a little bit of input. My husband and I were talking the other night about why they're not using the Roman numeral this year for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Whenever I have a question about anything, my husband takes out his phone and Googles it.
Oh.
So we never have to question anything anymore.
Good.
So the answer to that question is, I guess the Roman numeral for 50 is L.
Yeah.
That insinuates loser. So this year only, they're going to revert back to using regular numbers, and next year we have to learn our Roman numeral.
No, I don't want to.
But next year it'll be... It'll be LI, which is the it's lithium. That's the chemical compound for lithium. That's not good.
Super Bowl liars.
Then we have to learn all of those.
Right, right.
But I just wanted to contribute that and let you guys know how much I enjoy listening to you. I drive a lot for my job, and I really enjoy listening to you guys. So thank you.
Thank you, Karen. It's
thank
so nice
you.
Of you. Thanks very much.
A lot of texters are saying the same thing. It's really because it wouldn't look – who's going to equate that with L for loser?
Well, Super Bowl 50 sounds like it's got some gravitas, but Super Bowl L – it doesn't, it just,
oh.
Right, it sounds like Charles Nelson Reilly is announcing the game.
All right,
yeah, it's my understanding, I don't know if it's specifically the letter and the correlation with the word loser. I think that it's just that they wanted to put together this huge, huge marketing campaign that actually started back at the NFL draft here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember if you were walking downtown, all this gold that was everywhere, and that's really been the theme, this gold theme. They wanted to come up with something big that stood out a little bit more than maybe what they've been doing every single other year. And I think that probably when they got down to it and did all the logo renderings, they realized that 50 probably does look better.
Than L. Yep, absolutely. Oh.
All right, I got to ask a question because, of course, we have Super Bowl 50. The matchup is the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. And according to Forbes.com, and this has been out for a couple of days now, the Madden NFL 16 predicts Super Bowl 50 winner is going to be the Panthers. How many times have they been right for the last 12 years?
A lot more than wrong. A lot
Seriously?
More. Yeah, yeah.
So how does that play into odds at all in Vegas? Do either of you know? I'm
Adam,
just curious.
It doesn't, does it?
I don't
I think the odds were set first.
The odds, but I do think that probably a lot of what goes into the prediction is maybe some of the same data that is being crunched by odds makers in Vegas, the professionals that do that. So I think for the most part, those line up pretty frequently in terms of where the who's considered the favorite and who's not. I do know that early when this line was set, it was actually at 3.5 mm-hmm. points in favor of the Panthers. And a lot of the money, both the professional bettors and the public money, was going towards the Panthers and drove it up to 5.5. And then once it hit 6, the professionals were going and putting it on the Broncos. So that's if you look at it there, they're expecting this to be a one-score game. But it does seem like the Panthers are kind of, I don't want to say overwhelming favorites, but...
But they are.
They are, and I think they're the better team.
Right.
I think the Panthers are going to win, too. I think they've been the more dominant team throughout the season. I think they have...
But this
the
is
better
it for
quarterback
Peyton.
Is weird as to say that Peyton Manning's not the best quarterback in the game. Cam Newton's been the league MVP this year.
It's very rare for a gambling line to move 2 or 2.5 or even 3 points. You usually see it move 0.5 point, sometimes a point, but this is a lot of activity.
It is. It is. But I also found it interesting that it's that the because I get these emails from RJ Bell, who's runs one of these Vegas websites, and he provide some of the data for where the money's actually coming from. Is it, you know, you and I just putting out a bet here, or is it professional gamblers that are known in Vegas? And so they actually keep track of the professional money. And it was that money that they were pounding the Panthers early at 3.5-point favorites. So those guys tend to think the Panthers are going to win the game. But as soon as it got up to 6, those professionals were siding with the Broncos.
And back to the Madden NFL, 9 out of the last 12 games, it's accurately predicted the winner. And last year, I didn't realize this, it was simply uncanny, the simulation predicting not only the winning team, but the final score as well. It didn't stop there. Madden NFL predicted that Tom Brady would be MVP with 335 yards and 4 touchdowns, just 7 yards off the actual outcome. That's freaky.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, more Super Bowl talk. Adam, you can hang for a minute, right?
Absolutely.
Adam Hoge is here to discuss Sunday Super Bowl, Super Bowl L, or Super Bowl 50.
It's
Bill and Wendy on WGN. We're talking to Adam Hoge. We just found out why Super Bowl 50 is being called Super Bowl 50 and not the Roman numeral Super Bowl L. Although, Adam, I'm seeing now that the L train is going to call itself the 50 train for a couple of days. And the book 50 Shades of Grey is going to be called L Shades of Grey. So everybody's reacting to this.
Will the movie be any better,
though? No. It'll be just as awful.
Okay. I didn't see it. Boy, you boys saw it.
We watched
it
together. Adam and I went together.
Yeah, we did.
By the third time, Adam was like, enough of this already.
Yeah.
All right, Carolina, you know, there's a Super Bowl party that I've been invited to every year, and I was shocked that I wasn't invited this year, and you said that I am an L.
Yeah.
And it turns out the guy who has the party every year, my friend Jim Mitchell, is a Denver Bronco fan, and he'll be at the game.
That's a perfect excuse, then.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, he's not having the party. And, you know, we were talking about the Super Bowl matchup for the 50 this year, Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers. So are both of you going Carolina? And then poor Peyton Manning, his possible last game.
They're saying it might be his last game. Adam, what do you know? Will this be his last game, Peyton Manning's?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. There was one report that came out this week that the Rams might be interested in signing him in the offseason. I would hope so, because their quarterbacks were awful this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Peyton Manning, I mean, I kind of hope he's done. Because he is obviously not close to 100%.
No, you can tell.
At 39.
Yeah, it's time to hang it up.
A long career, though.
It'd be great if he gets another ring. And if he does, then I think he's definitely done. But if he doesn't get there and they lose, look, you got your one Super Bowl ring. It's not like you don't have any. Hang it up, because he's had some serious neck injuries. And that's the kind of stuff that's been in the news this week with Jim McMahon. And how that's still causing him a ton of problems, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Not even with the pot. You know, the weed will help. He's a big proponent. And that's something, too, that I should ask you now, and I'm not accusing Jimmy McMahon or anybody else of doing this, but it's not that they could have smoked it when they were playing. Did they do drug tests back then where the 85 Bears were playing? Like for pot?
Adam, do you know? Did they?
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I do know that was one of the things that was addressed today by Roger Goodell, because it's become somewhat controversial as medical marijuana becomes legal, and even marijuana in general becomes legal in some states. There are teams that play in those states, and yet they're not allowed to smoke marijuana because it's still banned by the league. So that is going to be, I think, a bigger issue going forward, because if it's something that can help players with their issues and the league is still banning it, and it can be proved that it could actually help them, then there might come a day where the league is going to have to budge on that issue. But I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
And it's not going to be a performance-enhancing drug. It's going to be like, hey, I think the ball's coming. Why don't you get it?
Right.
I'm not going to get it. Why don't you tackle him?
It's a performance apathy drug.
Yeah, the whole team's token up before kickoff. I just, like, during pregame warm-ups, they're standing out there on the field. I don't see that day coming.
Who's ordering the pizza?
Peyton Manning can help out. He's got a friend in the business.
Right.
Really, if you were writing this as a script, Adam, you say to yourself, you've got the veteran, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, if not the best quarterback of all time, going against a young upstart, the new breed of quarterbacks. That's a textbook example of a great storyline, isn't it?
It is. It is a great storyline. I think these defenses are great storylines. The Broncos have been number one in the league, but the Panthers have been probably the most fun defense to watch, at least in my opinion, this year. You know, we talk about Peyton Manning getting getting one more ring on the way out. I look at a guy, though, like Charles Tillman, who unfortunately is injured. and won't be playing. He tore his ACL, tried to play through a partially torn ACL. That's how bad he wanted it this year. It ended up tearing all the way. And so, you know, he's been taking it in this week in San Francisco, kind of enjoying himself. He doesn't have to go through the rigors of practice. But if the Panthers win, then that's a guy who will be ending his career. I don't know if he hasn't necessarily said he's retiring for sure, but that would be a good way for him to go out. A former Bear, of course, probably the best cornerback in Bears history.
But how frustrating for him to spend all those years with the Bears and not get a Super Bowl ring and then go to a new team and the team goes to the Super Bowl, but he can't play because of an injury.
He still gets a ring.
He would still get a ring, but, you know, the thrill of playing and winning. I mean,
absolutely.
It's close, but it's not 100% what it could have been. That's too bad.
I applaud him, though, for the way he's handled himself.
Yeah.
I love him.
He has not said, woe is me. He has said, look, I'm still here. I've had a great career. I have a chance to go out with a Super Bowl. And he's, you know, kind of been an ambassador out there. I don't know if you're Facebook friends with Charles Tillman, but he's pretty accessible there to the general public. You follow him on Twitter, and there's a lot of cool things that have been going on there with him on social media the last few weeks.
Adam, he's the reason so many kids are born named Peanut, I think.
Jeez, Bill. He's Adam Hoge. He is the football expert around these here parts. I have to tell you, Madden NFL. This is the only way I can show my interest into this game.
Oh, all right,
okay?
Go on.
It's, what dips are you having? What's the main entree?
Sure.
And this Madden NFL 16 has the Carolina Panthers beating the Denver Broncos. Do you want to know the score?
What do they think it'll be? What do they predict?
24-20.
Oh, that's relatively close.
With Cam Newton as MVP, and this also coming according to the EA Sports simulator for NFL 16, Newton completes 19 of 26 passes for 216 yards with one very dramatic touchdown and one interception. The game is all about defense, according to the simulation, with Denver struggling to move the ball. So we're going Denver Broncos falling to the Carolina Panthers 24-20. We'll see if Madden NFL 16 has predicted
the winner.
That
would be an exciting game. That's a nice close game.
I already feel like I've watched it now.
Right, we don't need to watch it. Adam, thank you so much. We appreciate your expertise in this. It's Adam Hoge. Where can people find you if they want to find you?
In his basement
right
now.
Yeah, I'm in my basement. I don't know if I feel comfortable giving out the address, though.
All right,
I'll give you the web address. It's wgnradio.com/bears. That's where all the info is, and we'll have some stuff this weekend.
And are you and I still seeing 50 Shades of Grey again next weekend?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
How many times have you guys seen it?
11. So far, 11. And we went with...
It's gone up from 3 in the last
Peyton
10 minutes.
Manning's brother Eli went with us, and Cam Newton's brother Fig went with us, and we all had a great time.
Fig! Great.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam, go while there's still time.
Take care. All right, a little bit of a break, then some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.